Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Will Adams, Media Director at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And during these weeks, I'm going to be doing a series of interviews for our daily devotional. This week, I'm here with Senior Pastor Chris Montgomery, and each day this week, I'll be asking him a question. All right, Chris, today's question is, aside from Scripture, what book do you think believers should read?
There are many, many good books to read in many different directions for different reasons. Given the fact that I think that the posture of the church right now needs to be a posture of prayer that leads to action, I have recently reread a book and then am reading one for the first time. It's a two-part series that will stretch you. I want to be honest about that. It'll stretch you in how you think about some things. But I've reread Red Moon Rising by Pete Gregg, and then the sequel to that book called Dirty Glory. And it basically just chronicles the 24/7 prayer movement that started in 1999 and is still going to this day. And what that still going to this day means is that they are still doing prayer rooms where there is 24/7, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, prayer going on nonstop now for 25 years. And these prayer rooms are in every nation around the world. There are 24/7 prayer rooms in the U.S., it's amazing. So it chronicles that journey, how all that started, and then what went on in the first 15 years or so. It's so encouraging. And what I like about it is it pushes me not only to think about prayer and to think about prayer in the context of the church, because Jesus said, the house needs to be a house of prayer. Like, this is not an option, right? But it not only pushes that, it also pushes me to think in terms of prayer and mission as well, and what that looks like and what it could look like. And because so many times whenever we think of prayer, we think, sitting in a slightly slumped position, head elevated, bent over forward, eyes closed, and then you're telling God what it is you need at that particular moment or for that day, and then we call that prayer. When I think a conversation with God is so much more dynamic than that. And when we speak to God, yes, we are praying, but God speaks to us and He reveals more of who He is, what He's like, what He's up to, what He wants to do, what He wants to do in us. Rereading Red Moon Rising, now reading Dirty Glory, which I've never done, and almost finished with it, I think there are two books on prayer that are not your normal books on prayer. They're chronicling this crazy wild story about people who are reaching people who most good Christians think can't be reached. But it starts in prayer, and then it's lived out in mission.